from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Haitian government to bring charges against a former military dictator, but some nationals believe it will come to naught. St. Lucia's foreign minister uses his UN speech to call for regional unity, and why some Caribbean women are being used as decoys in the illegal drug trade. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Haitian government has announced that it will bring charges against a former military leader, Raoul Cedras. He led the coup which toppled the country's first democratically elected president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, 8 years ago. According to observers, an estimated 4,000 people were killed during 3 years of military rule. The regime finally ended when the United States led an international team which restored democracy. Justice Minister Camille Leblanc said Raoul Cedras, who now lives in Panama, would be tried in his absence as the author of the crimes and not as the coup leader. So, will the government's action come to anything? Lavincia Severe is a counselor with the Haitian American Community Association of Dade County in Miami. He told me he's not optimistic.
I don't think anything any positive thing will happen in that decision, because, you know, the Haitian government, we have what we call